ಜಾಯಂ ಸ್ವಾಪರವಂಶ ಪರಿಭ್ರಾಜರಾಜಾಯ ಅಷ್ಟತರ ಸದಸ್ವಾಗ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸದಸ್ಯ ಭೂಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಭೋ ಬಾಕಿ
ಜಯ
ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವಿಂದ ಕೀ
ಜಯ
ನಾಮಾಚೀತ ಶ್ರೀ ಹರಿದಾಸ ಠಾಕುರ ಜಯ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಕಹೋ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶಿವಾಷಾದಿ ಭೋ ಭಕ್ತ ಬಿಂದ
ಜಯ
ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭೋ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ ಸಾಮ ಕುಂಡ ರಾಧಾ ಕುಂಡ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ ಕೀ ಜಯ ವೃಂದಾವನ ಧಾಮ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಸಮುದ್ರ ಧಾಮ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಗಂಗಾ ಮಾಯಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಯಮುನಾ ಮಾಯಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ ತುಳಸಿ ದೇವಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೇವಿ ಕೀ
ಜಯ
ನಾವೇದು ಭಕ್ತ ಬಿಂದು ಕೀ
ಜಯ
ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ
ಆಲ್
ಗ್ಲೋರಿ
ಆಲ್
ಗ್ಲೋರಿ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್ So, all these garlands, mainly, the Bhushnam who has come, garlands.
Hare Krishna.
Most revered Prabhupada, my brethren and sisters of ISKCON, and devotees. It's not merely an act of formality that I rise to speak on this occasion, the appearance day of Srila Prabhupada. It's a day of great importance to me as well as to everybody else who has come here today to celebrate this function. I do not know how to explain the importance of this day. Should I say that on this day was laid the very foundation of the beautiful mansion of ISKCON, which Prabhupada is building and which promises to be the Taj, so to say, of the spiritual world, the greatest wonder of the spiritual world? Should I say that on this day fell a seed from the spiritual tree of Krishna Prem, which was sown by Madhavendra Puri, and of which the trunk was Sriman Mahaprabhu, and the branches were Advaita, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Rup Sanatan, and others. A seed fell from this tree on this day in the form of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. It sprouted in the form of Gaudiya Mission. And it's now growing in the form of ISKCON. And I hope it will continue to grow till the prophecy of Mahaprabhu is fulfilled, the prophecy that the teachings of Mahaprabhu will be carried to every nook and corner of the world. But I should like to express the importance of this day in a different way, which is more dear to me. I should like to say that on this day was born a great spiritual scientist, a great spiritual alchemist, who worked wonders with his science of spiritual alchemy. You know, the science of alchemy changes baser metals into gold and silver. Now, this spiritual alchemist had the wonderful power of changing baser men into superior men, of changing sinners into saints, of changing non-believers into believers, non-Vaishnavas into Vaishnavas. And when I say this, I speak from my personal experience. Should I tell you that I was a very different man some 45 years ago? I was a rank, I shouldn't say non-believer, but I was a rank Mayavadi, a firm believer in the doctrine of Advaitism. As a student of philosophy and as a favorite student of Professor Rainer Day, the head of the philosophy department of the Allahabad University, I had come to believe that there was no philosophy on the face of earth higher than the philosophy of Advaitism, the philosophy of Mayavad. And there was no end superior to the end of the attainment of Nirvikalpa Samadhi, in which one realizes one's complete identity with Brahma.
This was my firm belief, and it was impossible for anyone to dislodge me from it. But you know, and you'll not believe what happened one day when I first met my Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, at Allahabad, at the house of one Mr. Day, sometime in the month of August, 1931. As I went to see him, he stared into my eyes, seemed to be looking deep into me, and it appeared that he had discovered something. You know what he had discovered? He had discovered the ghost in me, the ghost of Mayavad, which had possessed me. And at once, you see, he started his alchemy. He delivered a long and passionate discourse, which continued for about an hour and a half. I listened to him spellbound. It was magic. I was charmed. As the words were coming from his mouth, I felt that they were striking the innermost, penetrating the innermost recesses of my heart and were working a wonderful change in me. There was a strange ring in his words. There was a magic in it. The words seemed to be rousing me from my dogmatic slumber of Mayavad. I seemed to wake up and see a new light. There was a great commotion in me. You see, all my old beliefs seemed to be dashed into pieces. The strongest arguments on which the edifice Mayavad is raised seem to have been cut into pieces by the sharp arguments of Prabhupada. And it appeared to me that the edifice of Mayavad, which stood magnificently in my heart, was crumbling. Pillar after pillar was falling. And I saw that in very little time it was reduced into ashes. There was, as I said, a great commotion in me. There was a storm. Old beliefs and new. A tussle went on, and this went on for a very long time. It went on for about a year. And during this period, I followed Prabhupada wherever he went. I went with him from Allahabad to Benares, from Benares to Calcutta, from Calcutta to Darjeeling, from Darjeeling back to Calcutta, and then to Allahabad. And then finally, I came along with him here to Vrindavan.
Despite his seeing the Lord and being always willing to receive
that tussle, which had been going in my mind, that storm which was raging, had to subside. It did subside. And peace and calm was restored in my mind. But the peace that was restored, the calm that was restored, was not the calm of Mayavad, the still and barren calm of Mayavad, but the delightful and blissful calm of Bhakti. I was now a changed man. I was inclined to Bhakti. I was inclined towards Vaishnavism. And so, one day in Radha Kundal, perhaps in the month of Kartik, on the day of Purnamasi, I was duly initiated by Sri Prabhupada. So I say,
oh my friend,
that this day is a great day of great importance for me, because it has completely changed my life. I was just an insect of the drain. Prabhupada picked me up and made me a different man altogether. Now, Prabhupada is no more. But should I say that Prabhupada is no more? When Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj with us, I believe that Prabhupada is functioning through him. He is also a great alchemist. He is also working wonders. What my Prabhupada did to me, he is doing to millions and millions of people all the world over. And it will not be an exaggeration if I say
that attitude of service never slackens.
The indomitable spirit with which he is working, the crown of success which he wears, leave no doubt that Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Maharaj is the true successor of Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. So that we may say, on this day of the appearance of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, that although Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj has disappeared, he lives in Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Maharaj. And so, Prabhupada has disappeared, and yet he is alive and active, and long, long
live Prabhupada.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is my spiritual master's appearance anniversary day. So, as Dr. Kapoor has explained to you, that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur changed his life. Similarly, my life was also changed by these great saintly persons. I was inclined to nationalist movement, follower of Mahatma Gandhi. So, in 1922, at that time I was manager in Dr. Bose's laboratory. I was a young man, and just 3 or 4 years before I was married, and I got a son also. But one of my friends, Mr. Mallik, is no more existing. He informed me that one sadhu has come to Calcutta, Gauriya Math sadhu. So, would you like to see? At that time I was nationalist and I had no very good experience. I deny, I have said so. What is the use of going there? Wasting time. But he insisted and took me to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And immediately after seeing us, he changed my life. He immediately said that you are all educated young men, why don't you preach the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Western world? I thought, we'll hear your cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You are independent nation, and we'll hear. first of all he must have independence, because I was inclined to independence movement. I left my educational career in 1920, joined this movement. So he argued and he defeated me. And there was long talk. Then after coming down on the street, my friend Mr. Mallik asked me, "What do you think of this sadhana?" So I appreciated, I said, "Yes, now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult is in the hand of an able personality. Now it will be spread all over the world, I think." Then I was transferred from Calcutta to Allahabad for business concern. But I was always thinking of this sadhu. I am giving a short history. But my life was changed. Of course, I was born in a Vaishnava family. Chaitanya cult was my life and soul. But due to education and bad association, or the modern association, I was declined. Now, this Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur again revived my consciousness. In this way, in 1933, I became regularly a disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And then in 1936, before his passing away, I wrote one letter to my Guru Maharaj that you have got many disciples, they are giving you direct service, they are very fortunate, but I am a grihastha, I could not do anything for you. So if you kindly order me something to do, then I can try for it. So again he said the same thing, that whatever you have learned from us, try to preach in English. Then I started this Back to Godhead magazine in 1944 on this very birthday of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I was looking forward for the opportunity how to implement this order of my Guru Maharaj. Then in 1965, before that, I was translating Bhagavatam, and when three books were published, then I prepared myself to go to America single-handed, not for getting any material reputation, but simply to try, because I knew my Guru Maharaj was very, very anxious to preach this cult. So when I saw that there were other my big God brothers, I cannot say that they could not do anything, at least there was no any tangible result. Then at the age of 70 years, I thought, let me try if I can do something. So I left India in 1965 and went to New York thinking, what shall I do? I do not know what for Krishna has brought me in this place without any friend, without any money. I had only 40 rupees with me and a return ticket in this India Navigation Company. So, for 2-3 months, 6 months, there was no response. I was simply maintaining myself by selling my books. But these young boys, American boys, gradually, they joined me in 1966. I was chanting in a park. What is that, Tomkinson Square? And these boys, gradually, they came and joined and danced with me. Then, the New York Times, they published, first of all, I think, our Brahmananda Bruce and our Ochitananda. What is it, Bernard?
George.
Yes. They were dancing first, hand to hand. Then this news was spread very nicely. One paper boys, they vented that, we understood that God is dead, but now I see, the reporter said, that Swami Bhaktivedanta has brought back God in his Sankirtan. This was remark. Then gradually we developed, and next branch was established in San Francisco, first in New York, then in Canada, Montreal, and Boston. Here is one, my student, old student is present, Satsarup Maharaj. This boy was very enthusiastic from the very beginning. So, by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and my Guru Maharaj, His Divine Grace, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we have made a ground at least. We have got now 100 branches all over the world, and especially in Europe and America, Australia, and Japan, everywhere. From Scandinavia down to Melbourne, south, north and south, and all over the world. So, these boys are now present here. They have learned how to chant, how to dance, how to offer arati to the deity. We have got Radha Krishna, Jagannath, deity, in all our temples, besides Guru Gauranga. So it was the desire of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So, although my kind god brothers like Dr. Kobur, he said that I am doing wonderful. And actually, I do not know any magic art to do this wonderful, but just I am trying to follow the footsteps of my Guru. But in the Shastras we say, we see that Jasya Devi Parabhakti Jatha Devi Tatha Guru Tasyai Dekutita Jatta Prakashante Mahatma. So I can speak to you frankly that I have no asset except that I wanted to please my Guru Maharaj. That little strength, whatever success has gone, it is due to His blessing. Similarly, the Shastra is also there. If we follow, actually, the order, as it is described by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, that the order of Guru Maharaj is my life and soul, jivatma, He has mentioned. So in this way, if we try to follow our Achar, bona fide achar, evam parampara prakam mangaraja sayudhu. Then, to have bona fide acharya means life is that simply you have to follow. So, today, this auspicious day, my disciples, I request you that I have tried to follow. And you also try to follow, there is great responsibility in your hand, because you have to preach. I am now old man of 78 years. I do not expect to live many years more. But you simply follow the footsteps of your Tadero Charana Seva Bhakta Sane. Tadero Charana Sevi Bhakta Sane Bhat Janame Janame. This is the secret of service. You have to follow the Goswamis. You have to follow this principle. If we desire to serve them, they are the Sri Chaitanya Manovishta Sthapaka, these Goswamis. The Vrindavan Dham is discovered by the Goswamis. Hechaya Gosai Jara Taramuida. Don't deviate from the instruction. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Narottama Das Thakur said, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akruti, Kabe Hamo Bujhabo Se Jugala Priti. We should hanker after to understand what is that jugala priti. Don't jump over. Don't jump over that I've understood Radha Krishna prayer. No, it is not so easy. Radha Krishna prayer to understand Radha Krishna pranaya vikriti alladini shakti rasma. This is not ordinary affair, a dealing of a young boy and a young girl. It is the expansion of the alladini shakti of Sri Krishna. So in this way, in the now, if we want to understand, then tadera charana sevi bhakta sane va janame janame bhavati. This should be the motto of life, then your success. Thank you very much. Jai, jai.